Hello, my friend. Hello. This is Genesis, and it's a song called Ripples. I'm waiting for it to get to the part where they say ripples. Well, I'm gonna pause it. You know me, I'll play a little more again. I've been missing playing a little music for you to start off our Sunday Love Gram. And so here I am, and I welcome you to yet another Sunday, or to yet another whatever day it is when you're listening. Thank you for being here. I'm so grateful, really grateful, and I hope that you're doing... It's always such a, I know I'm mid-sentence, but I was going to say that I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're happy. I hope you're healthy. But I know that, you know, a lot of times we may not be feeling either healthy or happy. Maybe things are going on, especially now during this time of the pandemic. And so I guess what I really want to say is that I hope that however you're feeling, that you're being really kind and gentle and patient with yourself. And if you happen to be someone who's feeling wildly energetic and strong and joyful, I hope you'll pass that on to the people around you who aren't feeling that way. I think maybe that's to me. I go through this 1,000 times a week, right? Where maybe I'm the one not feeling so energized, or I'm not feeling so positive. And so I turn to, thank goodness, I have a huge toolkit now after all these years. I'm 57 years old. So think one of the best things about aging is I have a great big toolkit of people that I know, whether it's just simply going online to something that I know will cheer me up if I listen to it, or someone I can call. But I hope the same for you, you know. And then, you know, likewise. So when I'm not feeling it, I go out and look for it, and somebody else has it, and I am able to be energized from them. And then when I'm the one who has it, I can give it. And that's what we do for each other, right? That's why I keep saying to you over and over and over and over again, that Ram Dass quote, we're all just walking each other home. And, you know, it always brings to mind for me the V shape of the birds in the sky. And what I've always heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I like to believe it, that the, you know, when the one in front gets tired, they move back, someone else takes the lead, and that's what we do, right? We're like those birds too. So I said that, and I paused for a minute because yesterday I had the huge pleasure of seeing my friend Trish. We went out to dinner someplace that has an outdoor patio, so we could sort of be, you know, as safe as possible out. But it was in Sausalito. And I don't know if any of you know Sausalito, but it sits on the water in Marin, California. And oh my goodness, we were there through the sunset, and there must have been thousands. I'm not exaggerating. There were definitely hundreds upon hundreds. I was going to say thousands. I don't know, but these cormorants who were flying low across the water in these huge, just droves. And Trish and I had been sort of talking about our dreams and our goals and the upcoming year. And there was something about that just felt so hopeful. And it's how I feel about you. It's how I feel about connection with people. It just felt like they're all in it together, right? They were just all like going somewhere together. We don't know where. I'm gonna play you a little more music. It's a hand, as if to say that it's the last time you'll look like today. Say no more, I'm guys know, I realize that a lot of the music I play is from decades ago. This one is definitely that. I can remember listening to this song when I was in my 20s. The reason that I'm playing this, though, let me get to that, because I know I was just kind of wandering, which I love to do. I mean, again, like following that metaphor, we're all just walking each other home. Like there, it's just, it's lovely sometimes, right? When we're walking to muse about what's at the top of our minds, what we've been thinking about. But there was also something this week that dropped in when I was meditating yesterday. Really, I wasn't, obviously, right? I wasn't trying to think of anything. I was meditating, trying to not I was trying to be in the space between thoughts to not have thoughts. But what dropped in was the word ripplegram, which it was delightful because it just literally, you know, boom, fell from the universe into my consciousness. And that's why I'm playing Ripples, this song for you, because I like a good theme. But when I dropped in, I knew instantly, and I did give it some thought after I was done meditating, I knew what it meant, which was that in today's Lovegram, I want to encourage you to send someone in your life a voice memo, just like I do. Now, I also want to say that part of the credit for this likely goes to Becky. Becky, I hope you're listening to this, because Becky sent me something that she called a reverse Lovegram. And so I'm sure that the universe was playing around with that and turned reverse Lovegram into Ripplegram so that I could suggest it to you. But what I want you to do is to, if you've never sent one before, there's an app, I think on everybody's phone, at least I know for sure on iPhones, called Voice Memo. However, there's also, I'll put a link in my text to you. I've done this before and I've been absolutely delighted to hear from those of you who have done it. But what I want you to do is this. Just like I just did for you, I just played a little snippet of music and told you why. I want you to think of a friend or a family member, could be an old friend even that you haven't even been in touch with, but maybe you have their email or their text. And just think of a song that happily reminds you of that person. And find it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to have it. You can just, what I just usually like go on Spotify or YouTube or Pandora or something and find it. And then you just play a snippet. And literally, this can be a 10-second snippet of the song and 20 seconds of you talking. I just want you to do that as a way of showing that person not only that they're on your mind, but that you took a little tiny extra time to show them this love. I was reminded of this again yesterday because I had the huge pleasure. I haven't been on Clubhouse, you know, which is a social platform that is audio only, but I was invited to do a show called Celebrate Aging yesterday with my friend Elise. And oh my gosh, did I love it. I'll try to remember to put, I don't know if we don't have a link yet, but we're going to do it again next week. So I definitely at some point will try and let you know, because one of the things that came up, one of the things I love about Clubhouse is that anybody can come into the quote unquote room and anybody can raise their hand if they want to join in the conversation. And I loved that. It's so open and you don't know what anybody's going to say. So I also like that because it's not like you're preparing what you're going to say because you don't know, but someone came on and started talking about how beautiful, I forget exactly what she was saying. Oh, I know. She was talking about all of the studies that have shown that for people who have dementia, when they hear music that they loved during their life, there's an awakening of sorts that typically happens, or a recognition. There's something that gets through. And that became a really interesting little part of our conversation, was just about the power of music, particularly when it's music that has had meaning to us in various parts of our lives. So that, of course, got me thinking, you know, back to the whole thing. So we're talking on that Clubhouse about celebrate aging. One of the ways that we can celebrate the beautiful, beautiful gift that it is to age, to grow older, is our memories. Like, you know, right now I'm thinking of my friend Lisa as I'm talking to, because I just texted her right before this. That's why she's on my mind. So I'm thinking of my friend Lisa, who's been my friend since I was in eighth grade. And it was lovely back when we were teenagers to be friends. But you can bet, like, now that we're in our 50s, there's really something to celebrate about the layers and layers and layers of memories and friendship and the love and support that we've shared. That is something to celebrate. And so if I send Lisa a voice note and I include a song, maybe something that we were listening to when we took that trip to Crater Lake up in Oregon, and I sent her that, it's a way of celebrating us, celebrating her, celebrating life, celebrating friendship. That's what I want you to do. And I know that it might seem, if you're not someone who's ever done one before, I know that it can be kind of intimidating or seem like a big deal, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. And it's just a really fast, wonderful way to connect. When someone can hear your voice, it conveys so much more meaning than a text. And so, again, I know there's some of you out there who I've recommended this before, you've written and told me you've done it. Do it again. You know, truthfully, I'm not lying to you. This morning, one of the things I was doing is trying to go through, I have 2,000 and some voice notes on my phone right now that have not been uploaded or deleted or anything. So I was sorting through them, trying to decide what to keep or what to delete. And most of those voice notes are to people. They're just, you know, every week I must send, I don't know how many dozens, because it's just the way that I love to let people know that they're on my mind and to share a few snippets of something. So if you've done it before, do it again and do it again and then do it again and again. And when these sorts of things become a practice, when we do them over and over, we're building up a whole life that is filled with connection. And that is definitely one of the things that helps us all feel so alive. I mean, why do I love making these for you so much? Because I'm connected to you, right? I think it must just be like a basic human need to share with other people, to share the journey with other people. So I'm encouraging you, and I'm calling it a ripplegram, which hopefully will make it seem like even more fun for you to do. And to that note, or on that note, let's listen to just a tiny bit more of Genesis. So I'll tell you, just because in the spirit of what music can do for us, before I go, because when I just played that again, I was actually transported in my mind to New York City in 1984. I had gone as a college student. It was the first time I'd ever been outside of small town where I grew up, in small town where I went to college. And I spent 6 months in New York. And when I was there, I used to listen to this Genesis. I must have had the album on my Walkman. Remember those, Walkman? And I would walk around New York City, and I just was so filled with longing to be someone else, envy of who other people were, discouragement, depression. I just had so much depression about who I was and feeling as if I would never, ever, ever be able to live the life that I felt was really in me. The song brings back all of that, like within about 10 seconds. And this is another thing, right? Celebrate aging, is that when I listen to this song now, I just feel such love for that young woman who, you know, there was that period of time, which was followed then by some years until I really, really hit that suicidal place, that moment. And the song reminds me that we can grow into the people we want to be. We can let go of, you know, thought patterns or habits or ways that we see ourselves or ways of being that don't serve us. We can do it. Like when I listen to this, I think, you know, it's possible. It's really possible. So I love you so much. Please send a Ripplegram to somebody. All right. Bye-bye.